Unit 2. Financial Affairs. Financial Matters.
2. He is really something. John is asking Jessica how Thomas makes successful investments. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
I don't know why I'm always short of money.
That's because money burns a hole in your pocket. Do you make the budget?
Well, should I?
Of course. Make a sound budget and be clear about your income and expenses.
But I don't think Thomas does so. He always seems to have money to burn.
But he deserves it. He works hard. Besides, he is good at investment.
Yeah, the house and the stocks. But investment has risks.
Thomas wouldn't do anything on rash.
Well, he's really something. I don't know why I'm always short of money.
That's because money burns a hole in your pocket. Do you make the budget?
Well, should I?
Of course. Make a sound budget and be clear about your income and expenses.
But I don't think Thomas does so. He always seems to have money to burn.
But he deserves it. He works hard. Besides, he is good at investment.
Yeah, the house and the stocks. But investment has risks.
Thomas wouldn't do anything on rash.
Well, he's really something. 3. No risk, no gain.
John is giving Jessica advice on managing money. Listen to the dialogue, then decide whether the following statements are true or false. There are some great sales I just couldn't miss, John.
So, any luck finding a new job?
None.
You'll be up to your ears in debt if you keep spending like this.
I don't think so. I've decided to buy stocks. Maybe in a week, I'll be a millionaire.
But that's a big risk.
Yeah, but no risks, no gain. I'll bet all my savings on them.
Are you crazy? As the old saying goes, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Maybe you're right. There are some great sales I just couldn't miss, John.
So, any luck finding a new job?
None.
You'll be up to your ears in debt if you keep spending like this.
I don't think so. I've decided to buy stocks. Maybe in a week, I'll be a millionaire.
But that's a big risk.
Yeah, but no risks, no gain. I'll bet all my savings on them.
Are you crazy? As the old saying goes, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Maybe you're right. 5. Nature of spending.
Read the passage and do the exercises.
Everyone has their own beliefs about how to manage their finances. As part of our value system, it affects the way we look after our money. According to our different values, we are put in 3 groups. They are the ant, the cricket, and the snail. The ant, work first. Just like ants who work heart and soul in summer in order to store food for winter, these people don't care about enjoying the moment. They work very hard and save the money they earn to enjoy life when they get old. The ant loves to save, but they could make more out of their money if they were willing to invest in some low-risk funds and stocks. The cricket, fun first. The cricket wants to enjoy everything now and doesn't think too much about the future. They even borrow money when they really want something. These people have little savings. When they get old, they might have problems. They should learn to save. The snail, living under pressure. The snail refers to people who make life difficult for themselves. They take big long-term loans from the bank to buy luxury things. They are happy to take big loans even though they are not sure they can afford them. This can cause problems in the future. They should plan more carefully.
7. Read me. Pronunciation. Can you hear the underlined parts in these words?
Take part in.
Next Friday.
Old folks.
Now read these words. Then listen and repeat.
Rock climbing.
Miss Sandra.
Rafting and skateboarding.
Banking.
Banking, business.
2. Peony credit card.
John is in Beijing. He wants to apply for a Peony credit card issued by ICBC and is calling the bank to get some information about it. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Hello, is that the Peony credit card department of ICBC?
Yes, is there anything I can do for you?
Could you tell me something about your Peony credit card?
Yes, of course.
What service advantages does the Peony card possess?
Oh, first of all, we have interconnected our service offices throughout the country. In more than 320 card-issuing cities, there are over 28,000 savings offices.
That's great. Anything else?
We have a network of 27,000 ATMs and 120,000 POS. You can enjoy pleasant and convenient services anytime, anywhere.
Can I use the card if I go to other countries?
Of course. You can use the card to make purchases abroad, and there won't be any other charges. Besides, once you register the card online, you are free to make purchases and settlements on the net.
Thank you for your information. Hello, is that the Peony credit card department of ICBC?
Yes, is there anything I can do for you?
Could you tell me something about your Peony credit card?
Yes, of course.
What service advantages does the Peony card possess?
Oh, first of all, we have interconnected our service offices throughout the country. In more than 320 card-issuing cities, there are over 28,000 savings offices.
That's great. Anything else?
We have a network of 27,000 ATMs and 120,000 POS. You can enjoy pleasant and convenient services anytime, anywhere.
Can I use the card if I go to other countries?
Of course. You can use the card to make purchases abroad, and there won't be any other charges. Besides, once you register the card online, you are free to make purchases and settlements on the net.
Thank you for your information.
3. Opening an account.
John goes to a bank to open an account. The bank clerk is offering help.
Listen to the dialogue.
Tick if the information is right. If the information is wrong, underline the part that is wrong and correct it in the blank.
Can I help you?
I'd like to open an account, please.
What sort of account do you have in mind?
I'm not sure. Perhaps you can give me some suggestions.
How much money do you plan to keep in your account on a regular basis?
I don't have much money. I receive $420 a month from the government, and that has to cover all my expenses.
I see. What you really need is a checking account so that you can pay your bills. Do you want a regular or special checking account?
What is the difference between a regular and special checking account?
With a regular checking account, you need a minimum balance in your account at all times, but checks are free.
What about a special checking account?
There is no minimum balance, but we charge you for each check, and there is a service charge.
What is the charge per check?
It's 10 cents per check here.
What is the minimum balance for a regular account?
At our bank, it's $500.
In that case, I'd like to open a regular account, please.
Can I help you?
I'd like to open an account, please.
What sort of account do you have in mind?
I'm not sure. Perhaps you can give me some suggestions.
How much money do you plan to keep in your account on a regular basis?
I don't have much money. I receive $420 a month from the government, and that has to cover all my expenses.
I see. What you really need is a checking account so that you can pay your bills. Do you want a regular or special checking account?
What is the difference between a regular and special checking account?
With a regular checking account, you need a minimum balance in your account at all times, but checks are free.
What about a special checking account?
There is no minimum balance, but we charge you for each check, and there is a service charge.
What is the charge per check?
It's 10 cents per check here.
What is the minimum balance for a regular account?
At our bank, it's $500.
In that case, I'd like to open a regular account, please. 5. A bank robbery. Read the passage about a bank robbery and do the exercises.
One morning, George entered the bank feeling something was about to happen. At 2 o'clock, a robber walked in.
This is a hold up, the man said roughly.
He took a pistol from his pocket and stepped over to George's cage.
Hand it over.
Yes, sir, said George. Would you like it in $10 or $20 bills?
Just hand it over.
George reached into his cash box and took all the bills from the top section, close to $6,000. He passed them through the window. The robber snatched them, stuffed them into his pocket, and turned to leave. Then, while everyone watched the man leave, George calmly lifted off the top section of the cash box and slipped bills from the bottom section into his pockets. The robber was gone. George fainted. When he woke, he was at home. George took the money from his pockets and counted it. He had $7,000. He was very happy. The next morning, George was called into Mr. Burrow's office to meet Mr. Caruthers, former president of the bank. George, I was sorry to give you a hard time yesterday. That was quite an adventure. It just goes to show how easy it is to rob our bank, Mr. Caruthers said.
Sir, said George, confused.
With all the banks being robbed these days, I thought it would be a good idea to prove that our little bank can be robbed too. I played my little game yesterday just to keep everybody on their toes.
And the money? George asked in a low voice.
I put it all back in your cash box. We're just finishing up the audit now.
George turned cold with fear. Behind them, the door opened, and Mr. Bell, the chief auditor, put his head into the room.
Mr. Burrows, he said gravely, may I see you a moment?
Vocabulary. New words.
Finance.
Loan.
Effect.
Fund.
Successful.
Whole. Sound. Deserve.
Investment.
Rash.
Invest.
Sale.
Debt.
Stock.
Millionaire.
Saving.
Saying.
Lifetime.
Income.
Average.
Haircut.
Dental.
Housing.
Transportation.
Nature.
Belief.
Value.
Ant.
Soul.
Cricket.
Snail.
Pressure.
Long term.
Luxury.
Currency.
Remit.
Peony.
Issue.
Advantage.
Interconnect.
Throughout.
Savings.
Convenient.
Register.
Settlement.
Clerk.
Regular.
Government.
Minimum.
Per.
Cent.
Amount.
Denomination.
Robbery.
Robber.
Hold up.
Roughly.
Pistol.
Cash box.
Section.
Snatch.
Stuff.
Slip.
Faint.
Former.
Adventure.
Rob.
Toe.
Audit.
Auditor.
Gravely.
Proper nouns. Thomas.
Jessica. Peony credit card.
ICBC, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China.
ATM, automated teller machine.
POS, point of sale.
George.
Burrows.
Caruthers.
Bell.